What's up, my people? Vernon Maxwell here again with another podcast. Oh, yeah. This is Famous Quotes from Famous People. I am your host. My name is Vernon Maxwell, and I'm all about helping you get what you need to get to where you gotta go. So welcome to the podcast, yo. I share bite-sized wisdom in the form of quotes from the world's most influential and successful people with the hopes that you will go out and live your dreams. That it will ignite something deep within your soul that hasn't been touched in a way that it needs to be touched. I believe we're living in a world where we have a dream deficit. We don't have enough people going after their dreams. We don't have enough people believing in themselves. So I want to be a source of encouragement for you in this time of need. And that's why you should subscribe to the best mother podcast on the planet, baby. Check this out. Today's quote comes from Toni Morrison. If you don't know who this woman is, let me tell you real quick. Morrison won the Pulitzer Prize in the American Book Award in 1988 for Beloved. The novel was adapted into a film of the same name, starring Oprah Winfrey and Danny Glover in 1998. Morris was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in Literature in 1993. In 1996, the National Endowment for the Humanities selected her for the Jefferson Lecture, the U.S. federal government's highest honor for achievement in humanities. She was honored with the 1996 National Book Foundation's Medal of Distinguished Contribution to American Letters. Morrison wrote the libretto, I believe that's how you say that, for a new opera, Margaret Garner, first performed in 2005. On May 29, 2012, President Barack Obama presented Morrison with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In 2016, she received the Pen Sal Bello Award for Achievement in American Fiction. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up one time for Toni Morrison. And this is what she has to say. Are you ready? Toni Morrison says, I tell my students, when you get these jobs that you have so brilliantly trained for, just remember that your real job is that if you are free, you need to free somebody else. If you have some power, then your job is to empower somebody else. This is not just a grab bag candy game. I'm gonna let you sit on that one for a while. All right, should we break it down? Let's break it on down. And your quest, and my quest, to achieve greatness, to have all the things that our hearts desire, we should not forget this. That if we have some knowledge, if we have some platform, if we have some inkling of even a voice to be heard, we should use that for good. We should give back to those who are coming up in the youth. We should provide the same opportunities that were bestowed upon us by friends, teachers, mentors, coaches, family members, because no one's self-made. Self-made is really just a myth when you think about it. And that's really our only job. It's really our only job, if you think about it, just to make the world a little bit better than it was before we got here. And imagine if 1%, just 1% of the world did that. How much greater of an impact could we have on the lives of others? How much more awesome would it be to see less poverty, to see less pain, less hunger, less misfortune, because we cared, because we took the opportunity that was given to us and bestowed that on another. That, my friends, is success. If you want to get your quote on a podcast, hit me right now on IG or Twitter, Vernon Maxwell. That's M-A-X-X-W-E-L. That's where you can find me. And I'm here 7 days a week, 5 minutes less, giving you what you need, true indeed. So make sure you check back in tomorrow. I'll be right here waiting for you, baby. Peace.